nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end.
I was here. Now, very slowly, let me just take...
No, Balky, no.
Colton, just let me get the top one.
Good thing they don't let you guys handle explosives.
Well, so what is all this? Don't tell me you're still writing that article.
Oh, no, Balky, I'm not writing it. I'm just doing the research. Three feature reporters are writing it.
Oh, well, that hardly seems fair.
Oh, no, no. It's great. I'm learning a lot. See, the series is on senior citizens. And this afternoon, I interviewed a pair of elderly brothers.
Oh, I love the elderly brothers. Baba love. Baba happiness.
Now, Balky.
Well, Cousin, why you didn't tell me you were meeting the elderly brothers?
It was last minute. Mm.
Well, you tell me all about it on the way to the movie tonight.
Movie?
Yeah, Benji the Hunter is playing at the theater or a drive-in near us.
Oh. Balky, I can't go to a movie tonight. I've got to stay home. I've got to go through all these files and take notes on each one.
Oh, Colton, I'm sorry. I forgot how busy you've been.
Oh, that's okay, Balky. You enjoy the movie.
Enjoy the movie? Are you out of my mind? If you stay home, I stay home. Now, this is what we're gonna do. I'll read you the files and you take notes. Residence of Oak Park, Illinois, where served and it was bitter.
No, Balky, I really should read them myself.
You're absolutely right. What kind of fool am I? Listen, this is what we're gonna do. You read the files and I take notes. I'll have to start sharpening pencils right now.
Balky, I better take the notes myself. Yeah, I kind of got my own system. But to tell you the truth, I'd feel terrible if you missed Benji because of me.
Cousin, please don't give it a second thought. If you need a helping hand, Balky will be there to jump in with both feet.
Let me finish, please. Please. Please.
I went to see Benji the Hunted.
Mind blower.
I mean, the whole movie is shot from a dog's point of view. And you know, I never thought about it before, but that Benji must get a stiff neck from looking up all the time.
Hey,
But anyway, the really exciting thing happened after the movie.
Okay, hang on. Let me finish this. Let me finish, please.
Okay. I went to the night mart. Did you know they let you make your own hot cocoa? Well, they do, and it's not as easy as most people think. There's a trick to it. You've got to keep stirring and stirring as you add the hot water. It entails a lot of hand-eye coordination.
Belking, look. I've seen you make hot chocolate, and hey, you're the best. But I am up to my neck in senior citizens here, so it would really help me right now if you could just save your story for later.
But
later.
Could you do that for me?
Could you save your story for later, cousin. Please? Please.
Okay.
Thank you. What's your story?
Okay. I made a new friend.
Great story. I laughed, I cried. Now can I get back to my work?
No. So, I'm at the night mart, and I see this guy trying to make hot cocoa. And he doesn't know what he's doing. He's messing it all up, and he's ending up with this brown glop at the bottom of his cup. Disgusting. So I went up to him and I decided I would show him how to make it the Belky way, which, as you know, entails a degree of stirring.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. You help someone, you make a friend. Yeah. That's the way it works.
Yeah, but So, well, it was a good thing I was his friend, because I have to pay for his hot cocoa.
Oh, you paid for his hot cocoa?
Yeah, because when he got up to the checkout counter, he realized he had forgot his wallet at home.
Oh, getting to the checkout line, realizing you don't have any money, that can be embarrassing.
You can say that again. And it was a good thing I was there, because I also had to pay for his dang-dongs.
You paid for his hot chocolate and his dang-dongs?
Yeah, I paid for his dang-dongs and his double-stuffed Oreos and his scooter pies and his Twinkies and his 2 gallons of cookies and cream ice cream.
Cousin,
I know what you're thinking, and I asked myself the very same question. Isn't this just a little too much sugar in one's diet?
That's not what I was thinking.
Well, you'll be happy to know he didn't touch a single dang-dong until after his dinner.
Dinner?
He took me to a very expensive restaurant.
Wait a minute. Back up. Whoa. He took you to a very expensive restaurant? If he didn't have any money, how did he pay for this dinner?
Well, I loaned him the money, and believe me, he pulled out all the stops. He insisted we have the best dinner my money could buy. But listen, this is the part you're not gonna believe.
I don't know, it's pretty unbelievable so far.
My new friend is a world-famous athlete.
You're right, this is the part I don't believe.
At the 1984 Olympics, he won 4 gold medals. 2 for running, 1 for jumping, and 1 for handing someone a stick.
Let me guess, Carl Lewis?
Get out of the city! You know him too?
No. No, I don't know him, and neither do you. This Carl is a con artist.
No, Cousin, he is not an artist. Have you been listening? He's a runner and a jumper and a stick hander offer.
Belky, your friend, Carl Lewis, isn't the real Carl Lewis, and he certainly isn't your friend. He's a fake, a fraud, a phony, and probably hypoglycemic.
Cousin, I'm surprised that you're saying these things about someone you have not even met.
Belky, just think about it. You met him in an all-night grocery store. He borrowed money to buy his hot chocolate. He borrowed money to buy his groceries. He borrowed money to pay for an expensive dinner. Surprised he didn't borrow money to pay for a cab.
Only $20.
$20?
Well, it's all that I had left. I hope you got home okay.
Balky, the real Carl Lewis doesn't hang out in night marts. And he doesn't need to borrow money from you.
Oh, Cawthon, is that what's bothering you? I was wondering what you had a bee in your pants about. Cawthon, he's going to pay me back tomorrow at the track meet.
What track meet?
He told me that he's in town for the track meet tomorrow, and he is leaving 2 tickets at the box office.
All right, Balky, listen to me. There won't be any tickets. It's all part of the same lie. This guy already has your money. You're never going to see him again.
Cawthon, do you know what your problem is? You don't trust people.
I trust some people. I just don't trust strangers who claim to be somebody famous and take all my money.
Well, listen, you come with me tomorrow to the box office, and when you see those tickets, and you will, your face is going to be green with embarrassment.
That's red with embarrassment. And there won't be any tickets.
There will be tickets. And you're going to come crawling to me on your hands and face and say, Balky, why can't I be more like you and less like me? Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go upstairs and get Marianne and take her out for a cup of coffee because I'm sure she'll be excited about my new friend. Cawthon, could I borrow some money until Carl pays me back?
Tickets here, I'll eat pigeon, crow, any bird you want.
I got nothing for Carl Lewis.
Oh, try under the name of Bartakmus. That's B-A-R-T-O with a Camus at the end. That's the thing. Listen, we'll be out of here before you can say Smokey Robinson.
I got nothing.
Well, they have to be there. Did you try under Bartakmus? B-A-R-T-O.
Yeah, I know, with a Camus at the end. But Lewis didn't leave anybody any tickets.
Well, but he's a friend of mine.
I'm happy for you. But your friend didn't leave any tickets.
But I
Next.
Donkey. I know you're disappointed.
He probably just forgot to leave the tickets. You know, he's very forgetful. What probably happened is he decided to take a nap and he forgot to set the alarm. And then when he woke up, he was so weirded out that he forgot to bring the tickets.
Balky, you have to understand there are people out there just waiting to take advantage of people like you.
Well, maybe there are, but my friend Carl is not one of them.
Your friend Carl isn't even Carl.
Cousin, do you know what you are? You are a doubting Tomopoulos.
I am not a doubting Tomopoulos. I'm a realist. A realist who is freezing his buns off. Now, can we go home?
No, cousin. We came here to wait for Carl. And if you are not willing to wait for Carl, I don't know why you come in the first place.
Balky, I came to look out for you. I knew there wouldn't be any tickets, and I knew you'd be hurt.
Well, I am not hurt, so you have wasted your trip.
Okay, fine. You stand out here in the cold. I am going home.
Long night. Go home.
I will.
Go home.
You think I won't?
No, I think you will. I'm not a doubting Tomopoulos.
Okay, here I go. So you're just gonna stay here?
Look at me, am I moving?
Okay, fine. I guess there are some things you just gotta learn for yourself.
I guess so. Good night, Jason.
Well, are you sure there's no one there? Well, yes, I know you're there. Is there anyone else there? I left him standing right outside the will call window. Could you just run outside and check for me? Oh, well, that's real nice. That's real clever. Well, let me tell you something, Buster. I'm rubber and you're glue. Everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you. I'll find it myself.
That's called the Fosbury Flop.
Balky, it's 1 a.m. Where have you been?
Funny, funny story, cousin. Not 2 minutes after your compact little legs carried you away, Khan came running out of the stadium, apologized for not leaving the tickets, and swept me into the stadium. And there were no seats left, so he had to give me a press pass.
A press pass?
It gets better.
I'm sure it does.
Cousin, it was so much fun inside that stadium. Everybody is running and jumping and throwing things.
Hey, Balky. Are you trying to tell me that Carl really showed up?
Cousin, half of communication is being a good listener. I'm sorry to rub it in. I know how embarrassed you must be by being completely wrong, but I was just so happy when Carl showed up.
Oh, Balky. Balky, Balky, Balky. Listen to me. I know what you're going through. In junior high, I told Bobby Caruso that Henry Aaron was a friend of my dad's and that he was coming over for dinner that weekend. Well, the next day, every kid in the eighth grade begged me for his autograph.
Bobby Caruso's?
Henry Aaron's. So what could I do? I had to save face. I spent the whole weekend signing pieces of paper that said, best wishes, stay in school, Henry Aaron. I stooped to forgery to avoid humiliation. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Well, of course I do. Don't be ridiculous. But shouldn't you be telling all of this to Bobby Caruso?
Balky, the point is, when you've been hurt, you don't have to make up a story to save face.
You don't believe me.
Balky, this is Cousin Larry you're talking to.
Cousin, ever since I've known you, I have never lied to you. And even before I knew you, I never lied to you. And even before I never lied to you, I never lied to anyone, not even the littlest sheep in my flock.
So you're gonna stick to your story?
It's the truth.
Okay, fine. Carl Lewis is your friend. I'm happy for you.
He is.
Okay, I believe it. So what'd you and Carl do after the meet? Hit the night mart and throw down a couple of hot chocolates?
Now you're making fun of Balky.
Look, let's just forget the whole thing. I gotta turn in. I've got a big day tomorrow. I'm playing handball with the Pope. Oh, that must be Morgan Fairchild. I met her at the laundromat, you know.
I'm looking for Balky Bartokomus.
Cobb, come in.
Oh, hey, Balky, how are you? Oh, you left these autographs in the limousine.
Oh, thank you.
You're Carl Lewis.
Yeah.
Harriet is gonna love this. She's a big, big fan of yours and your brother, Jerry.
You must be Larry. Balky talks about you all the time.
You're Carl Lewis.
I was the last time I looked at myself.
You're Carl Lewis.
Oof. Next time I'm in town, I'm gonna give you a call.
Okay. Bye, Carl. And listen, if you ever need a place to crash, feel free.
I'll do that. And nice talking to you, Larry.
Oh, man. That was Carl Lewis.
Yes, yes, it was.
You know, I didn't believe you.
No, you didn't.
Carl must think I'm a real jerk.
I think that's a distinct possibility.
I made fun of you.
Of course, and I forgive you.
Oh.
You were just trying to protect me.
I was. And I promise, from now on, I will never doubt you ever again.
Really?
Never, ever, never.
Never?
No, if you say it, I'll believe it.
Well, what if I say that I had dinner with the mayor?
I'd ask what he ordered.
What if I say that NASA wants me to be an astronaut?
I'd mix up a pitcher of Tang.
What if I say that I bought a handful of magic beans and I threw them out the window and they grew up into a beanstalk and it reached to the clouds and I climbed up it and I met a giant who wrestled me and I came down with his golden goose.
I'd believe you.
Of course, and show a little judgment, I could lose my mind, you know.